Sourcing roadmap. The advent of things like supplier relationship management, SRM, and strategic sourcing has had a strong effect on how organizations assess their sourcing alternatives, choose supply partners, and interact with their suppliers. Interactions are more collaborative, involving two-way discussions with suppliers on product design, material choices, and supply chain options and timing, rather than just handing down specifications and deadlines. Technology has enabled this shift by streamlining many of the repetitive or time-consuming portions of sourcing processes. The overall sourcing process is discussed next, followed by a discussion of the procurement process, which has strategic elements, but is primarily tactical and operational. After that, there is a discussion of how to develop sourcing competency. Sourcing process. Exhibit 3-1 shows common steps in the sourcing process. Some of these steps might be taken in a different order, and some sourcing processes may have different steps. Exhibit 3-1, sourcing process. The first step, develop and/or validate the supply plan, is a major strategic process in itself. Since most organizations already have supply plans, usually this is a process of revisiting the plans to address new product introductions, product retirements, new lines of business, and continuous improvement feedback. To stay focused, this step is often run using project management. A project team is determined, and a project charter is used to limit the scope of work to the organization's priorities in this area. Tools used can include make versus buy analysis, contracting or offshoring strategies, and consideration of existing systems. For example, regional supply and manufacturing facilities, customer locations. Supply plans are iteratively developed, so the results of some of the later steps in the sourcing process are used to refine the plans to be more specific. The second step, research the supply market, can include determining sourcing requirements and timing, performing total cost of ownership analyses, and performing supply market research. The third step, create/refine categories and category strategy, involves classifying the organization's purchasing spend in relevant ways and developing an overall strategy for effectively managing purchasing categories. The fourth step, do spend and portfolio analyses, builds off of these organization-specific categories. A spend analysis can use tools such as a Pareto analysis to identify which categories have the most procurement spend and which suppliers get relatively more spend. This is useful for rationalizing or right-sizing the supply base. A portfolio analysis is an assessment of how much you need the suppliers in a given category. It places categories into groups related to their strategic importance versus supply chain difficulty, bottleneck, core competency, leverage, and commodity. The fifth step, segment suppliers, also complements the category strategy by determining the proper level of relationship for specific suppliers. And this is based on the portfolio analysis and on how much the supplier needs the organization. The sixth step, conduct procurement processes, is addressed more next. The seventh step, continuously improve, is a feedback step that involves determining how to improve the supply planning process or specifying areas of the supply plan or categories that need to be prioritized in the next version of the supply plan. Procurement process. Exhibit 3-2 shows various purchasing functions. Often a senior, experienced individual is responsible for the strategic tasks, and others will oversee the tactical tasks. As purchasing has become more strategic and global, purchasing roles have been stratified according to strategic and tactical expertise. Exhibit 3-2. Functions of purchasing. The individual with a strategic role may be charged with tasks such as identifying and researching strategic partners, assembling and managing the sourcing risk portfolio, developing certification standards and supplier improvement programs, conducting make versus buy analyses, or buy decisions, determining whether to outsource or offshore, and what types of contracts to use, negotiating long-term contracts, adding value to products by managing supplier and strategic sourcing relationships, serving on cross-functional teams to integrate workflows and share data, enforcing compliance with sourcing contracts and related supplier policies, analyzing purchasing data to report impact on corporate goals and to identify areas for improvement. The more tactical tasks, managed by one or more persons, may include managing supply, planning and procuring supplies based on the master production schedule, auditing present needs on the manufacturing floor, releasing work orders, creating purchasing planning schedules, issuing purchase orders, tracking orders, resolving discrepancies or exceptions in orders or accounts, monitoring the performance of suppliers and issuing reports on timeliness, completion, policy compliance, and quality of work. Developing sourcing competency. Various sourcing technologies or services put in-depth information about the supply channel in the hands of purchasing managers, planners, and purchasing agents slash buyers in real time. The requirements for purchasing jobs have changed accordingly. A survey of job postings shows that managers must have a greater understanding of the corporation's business goals, rather than merely the departmental goals, and how purchasing can affect the achievement of those goals. They must have substantial analytical abilities and people skills, including awareness of cultures with which they may come into contact. Global expertise, market research, knowledge of taxes and local laws is necessary. And purchasers must be customer-centric. Planners, purchasing agents, and buyers must be familiar with a host of sourcing and supplier relationship management technologies. But they must also be creative in translating corporate purchasing strategies into specific tactics and in finding opportunities to improve tactical processes. They must be detail-oriented and able to track global logistics and contract performance. As the world's economy becomes increasingly integrated, it is imperative for purchasing management to master the best practices for operating successfully in a global market. Organizations need skilled operations management and supply chain management professionals to keep their business favorably positioned throughout their markets. The ideal manager for international suppliers will need a special set of soft skills. The individual should be someone who can moderate a discussion of expectations and who is sensitive to the values and needs of the other party's culture.